What if you saw yourself not as a sinner struggling to become a saint, but as a saint empowered to live differently today? Discover the identity that changes everything. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, FPIW.org. Hey, we'd love for you to subscribe, like, share, and comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, to place this in your huddle. Also, if you haven't become a financial partner of FPIW or FPIW Action, want to encourage you to contemplate doing that as well. It really does help us keep shows like this and devotions like this going out there, because we know if we change hearts, we're going to change the public square. Today, we're going to talk about you being a saint, a mighty man or mighty woman of God, that you have been set apart to be a saint. And it comes from Romans chapter 1, verse 7. It says, to all those who are beloved of God in Rome, called as saints. Now, oftentimes we don't think of ourselves as a saint, as someone who walks in holiness, who walks in righteousness, who walks in the things of God. But this is how Paul addresses those he is writing to in Rome. And so we need to think about, what does it mean to be a saint? Let's finish the verse. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. So positionally in Jesus Christ, you are a saint. Now, how do I become a saint? The fact is that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins. The fact is that he rose again that you may have eternal life. And if we confess him as Lord, we become new creations. Therefore, we become saints. Positionally in Christ, we are a saint. And the difference that makes is when you walk into the workplace today, are you going to see yourself as a sinner walking in trying to barely make it by for Jesus? Or are you going to walk in there going, with all humility, I am a saint. I have been bought with a price. I am brand new. I can respond to things differently than my flesh used to respond. I can be humble but bold. I can be a lamb and a lion, that we can be both those things together, because God has called us to be saints in the workplace today. So what does it mean to be a saint? It means to be pure, clean, either ceremonially or morally, to be blameless in heart and life, virtuous and holy. We know it's very clear. Paul, quoting the Old Testament, says, be holy, for I am holy. God calls us to a holy life. Let's look at Psalm 30, verse 4. Sing praise to the Lord, you his godly ones or his saints, and give thanks to his holy name. So let today be a day of praise as you go into the public square thinking about, how can I bring praise to God? How can I walk in newness of life? How can I do the things that I truly am, which is a vessel to honor and glorify God like never before? It's not that you're trying to conjure these things up. If you are a new creation in Christ Jesus, that is who you are, a saint. You are a saint who occasionally sins. You are not a sinner who's trying to live up to saintly behavior. And so this is so powerful for you today. So give praise to the Lord. Give praise to Almighty God. Give thanks to him for where he has called you and placed you to this day in your workplace. So 1 Corinthians 1, 2 through 3 says, to the church of God, which is in Corinth, to those who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, saints by calling. Remember we talked about being called by God, that you have a calling on your life? This is what God does. He says, you are a saint by calling, with all who in every place call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. So we are saints by calling, with all those in every place who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So you don't have to die and then go to heaven and then do a miracle to be a saint. You are a saint because Jesus already died. He was buried. He resurrected and went to heaven on your behalf. And so he says, I have purified you. I have made you holy and clean and righteous. Then Paul goes on to say, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. My hope is that as you walk as a saint today because of your hope in Jesus, that you will know that God is pouring out his grace and his peace into that place that you're going to show up. You know, you may be showing up to the marketplace and you're going to buy some groceries today. And it's going to be one of those days where you have to, a little bit of a challenge. It might be bumper to bumper with shopping carts. And here's what God's calling you to do. He says, be a saint, be set apart, be polite, be the first to smile, be the first to show the glory of God on your face and to be excited about the things of God. Have you noticed people oftentimes are just walking around totally in despair, without hope, and you're going to be that hope because Jesus Christ is in you. So be a saint today. And then Revelation 5:8 says, when he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell before the Lamb, each of one holding a harp and a golden bowl full of incense, which are the prayer of the saints. Every time you talk to God, your prayers go up to heaven and are put into a bowl. And this is so powerful. He says, this is the prayer of the saints. Don't be afraid to talk to God, to bring him into the most smallest, most intimate, most detailed, most menial task that he is calling you to do today. You can be a saint in that very moment. This is the God we serve. So think about this, O saint, O mighty one, O holy one, set apart for God. Think about this. If you are in Christ Jesus, you are not a sinner who's trying to live like a saint. This is incredibly important that whether we understand this or not, we need to understand that we are saints by calling, that we are brand new, and that's part of our new creation. If you are in Christ Jesus, in other words, you've confessed Jesus as Lord, you are a saint who occasionally sins. Yep, you're going to make mistakes. Repent. Turn back to the living God and say, you are right. When you walk into your workplace today, you may be the only morally clean person. Be salt and light in your workplace. Don't be afraid to stand for what's right. Do it with compassion. Do it with clarity. Be abundantly clear, but be approachable as you go. When you are competing in that sport today, you might be the only virtuous person that competes honestly. Do it for the glory of God. Be salt and light. You know, there's oftentimes where we're living in this culture where people want to cheat. You know, guys want to play in girls' sports so that they can win, and they want to cheat, and it's not virtuous. But you, O mighty man of God, maybe you're a young man, you are going to do it the right way. You, O woman of God, you are going to do it the right way because God has called you a saint, and he says you're going to do saintly behavior. When you correct your toddlers for the 1,000th time, that's hard to say, you may be the only sanctified person in the room. Be the salt and light to your child. You are there to help your children fall in love with Jesus Christ today. So don't be afraid to live a godly life before them. So what's our theme for the day? You are a saint, therefore you do saintly things. I hope that really helps you out today. Hey, if you haven't become a financial partner with FPIW, I want to encourage you to jump in. $5, $10, $25, whatever it might be, we really appreciate your support. And it's a way that we can continue to minister in the public square. So I want to encourage you to do that. Let me pray for you. And I'm feeling compelled to pray for Bob Ferguson. I prayed for him earlier this morning, but let's pray for our governor and just see what God does. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for what you want to do today, God. I thank you that you have cleansed us, you've made us brand new, that you call us saints, and that our prayers go before you today. This prayer will be stored in heaven with the elders and the angels, and I thank you for that today, God. God, I thank you that you have called us saints, that we can walk in holiness and virtue and righteousness, and we can stand for the truth today. God, would you change Washington State? Would you change Bob Ferguson? Let him be changed from the inside out, God. Let him move from a religion to a relationship with you, God. We pray for salvation. We pray that you would cause revival to sweep across Olympia in the Democrat, Republican, and Independent parties, God, that they would once again have a holy fear of you. And God, we just thank you for what you want to do today. And we give you the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.